Welcome, everybody. Shinaman 907. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of Siman Reish Tes. We are going through the various different mistakes which come up. I just want to go through one interesting halacha from the Sefer Yitzra Halachas. We've been doing a lot from the Sefer Yitzra Halachas. But it is a question which comes up all the time. Person makes a bracha. And then I chopped one second. I already made a bracha, right? I'm middle of drinking my coffee, and I start thinking about something. I made my shahakal. I start drinking my coffee, just for example. Whatever, partially down the road, I start making a bracha. I'm a little bit out of it, and I wasn't concentrating. Then I said, I chopped myself one second. I already made a bracha. Well, why am I making another bracha? What do you do now? And you already said Hashem's name. So if you said Baruch Atah, so you didn't say anything, just stop. You already said Hashem's name. Let's say he said worse. He said Alekenu, Baruch Atah Hashem Alekenu, and then what do I do now? Baruch Atah Hashem Alekenu Melech HaOlam, but you didn't finish off the Shehakol. The question is, what are we going to do? So he brings down this case, very interesting case, which comes up all the time. He actually brings a raya from, I'm going to mention in a minute what he says, but he brings a raya from Hilchas Tzitzis. Somebody's putting on the talis and tefillin and shul, and they start to make a bracha on the talis. So he brings from the Mishnah Berurah in Sifches, Sifkot Mem Aleph. They're putting on the towels, and whatever the case is, somebody grabbed it, it fell, they realize it's not good, whatever. But bottom line is, it's like this. They already made the bracha on their talis. They made the bracha, they didn't finish. They said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekenu, Melech, Ha'olam, and they're about to finish, and then they realize this is all happening real fast, right? A lot quicker than I'm saying it. Then they realize there's a problem. They can't finish the bracha. The torn tzitzis, this, that, whatever, the next thing. But the tefillin are right there. The bottom line is, whatever the case it was, that doesn't matter. But they can't finish the bracha because they realize something's wrong with the talis. But the tefillin is right there. The tefillin is right there, right? So he says like this. He's just quoting the Mishnah Berurah. The Mehischel, again, it's in Sif Ches. Sifkat and Memalf Mishbura Lagabe Mitzvah Sitzis Dim Hiskal Avarech Alatalis Vakon Shasim Ebracha Alikachum Mimenu. Okay, whatever the case is, something happened. The tefillin lefonav. The bottom line is tefillin is in front of you. This is the point I want to talk about. Your tefillin is there. Yisebaruch Atah Hashem Lekenu Melech Or Melech Ha'olam. The tefillin is right there. So the Yochel is Haim Ebracha Alat tefillin. Quickly finish Laniach tefillin. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekenu Melech Ha'olam. Right. I'm sorry. Asher Kedusha. Right, let's say, so just finish off laniach tefillin or wherever it is, you're up to, you're ready. The point is over here, you already said Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, so you start to say, you continue on Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu laniach tefillin, right? Or if you already said Asher Kedushanu, just finish off laniach tefillin, in other words, with the correct bracha. But the point is, you already said Hashem's name, you already said Elokeinu, so since the tefillin is right in front of you, the Mishnah Berurah says, sort of like if you want to say chaperein and the yochel asayim habracha ala tefillin. Even though I'll say what he said. Well, one second. When I was making the bracha, I said Hashem's name. I had total intent to put on my talis. Okay, but a mistake's a mistake. You got stuck or whatever. Something happened to the talis. He couldn't do it, so you do that. So he says the same thing by a food or a drink. In hischil, he says like this in oisches. In hischil avarech. Again, the tzitzis and the tefillin, I don't want to get into too much because obviously we're not learning right now Hilchas Tzitzis. If it was good, it wasn't good, you could, but the Yevet, that's not the issue. But the Rai is a Rai. It says, Im Hischel from Ois Ches, in our Simin Reish Tes, Im Hischel of Arach Eze Bracha, you started making a bracha, right? On my coffee, whatever. Ula'acha Shehizkir Hashem. Umalchus nizke shekevar beirach al Michael Zu. Right? You said Baruch Atah Hashem lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, and all of a sudden it hit you. Wait, one second, I made a bracha. Why am I making another bracha? So he says like this, Im yesh lefan of Eze Michael, if you have in front of you a food, a reach, Yisayim HaBracha Alav, Yechal V'yoychal Ayyareach. So he says, if you have another food in front of you, right, I'm sitting at the table drinking my coffee, and I have other foods, other items in front of me, or even something to smell, a psomim in front of me, let's say, something like that, right? So you'll make Bayramin of psomim, assuming that's the bracha over there. Again, we're not going to get into the brachas right now of which brachas you make on what, but the bottom line is, you start saying, and you chap yourself, one second, I already made a bracha, So I can't finish off shahakal on my coffee, right? I already made that. So one second, there's popcorn over there right in front of me, so let me grab that. You're not saying, I'm talking it out. The person's not talking it out. So you quickly finish off Boyer Pri Adama and grab some popcorn or potato chips, or if it might be pretzels, right? You have pretzels sitting there in front of you, right? You make a melech alam, you're about to say shahakal, and you realize you already made the bracha and the coffee, finish off Boyer Mina Mezainis and take a pretzel, eat that. Okay. Or again, if you have something to smell, so finish off the bracha, the correct bracha. Let's say it's Baruminu Psamim, so you'll grab that Psamim or whatever it is that's in front of you. But that's only if you already said, you said, Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you already finished you said Hashem's the Hashem, you said Elokeinu, right? But now, let's say you just said, Ela im loy hiske rak Baruchat Hashem. Let's say you just said, Baruchat Hashem, and I'm over there, I remembered. I just said Hashem's name, Baruchat Hashem, that's it. I didn't say Elokeinu, and I stopped over there. Not I stopped, I chat myself, I caught myself, I already made a bracha on this coffee. What am I doing? V'loy oimer Elokeinu, I did not say Elokeinu, so he says, he brings a raya also from on the bottom, I'll mention in a minute how he gets to that. Like we know, it is a concept, if somebody says Baruchat Hashem, by mistake, right? They didn't chap, but they said the wrong mother, but bracha, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, they said Baruchat Hashem, you finish off Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk. So the question is, so he says over here, if you just said Baruchat Hashem and you didn't chap yourself, you already made the bracha, so finish off Lamdeni Chukecha. Why, if you said Elokeinu, the question is, why if you said Elokeinu, right? Are you already finishing over there? You should change it into something else that's in front of you on the table and eat that or smell that. And but if you just said Baruchat Hashem, over there, it's good enough to say Lamdeni Chukecha. Why not just finish off the brach and grab something in front of you also? What's the difference? So he says, Avol Kol Shaloi Omer Elokeinu. He brings on the bottom in Ois Tezvav. As long as he didn't say Elokeinu, Baruchat Hashem, you should say Baruchat Hashem, then it's Yoyse Toiv Shesayim Lamdeni Chukecha. It's better to finish, like we know, Baruchat Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha. Gemoy Shekosav Eishel Avram, he brings this from the Eishel Avram. The Kaven Sheva Hascholas Hashem Loi Hoy Aldas Asiyam. Rambam is lo yotza. Odev lasa is kain kedei lotza is yidei kulam. So, okay, let me just explain what he says. There's actually a Rambam who says that if you don't have the right intent when you're making a bracha, that's no good, and the bracha is not good. We don't hold like that. The Mechaba brings it down. The Mechaba brings it down over there, But Lamaisa, we hold, that's how strong it is. The Mechaba brings it down, but Lamaisa, we don't hold that. We hold that whatever the ending was, as long as you ended off the bracha right, which we've been talking about, it's good. But there is a Rambam, obviously the Rambam's a Rambam, who says if you don't have the right intent, you're not Yaitza altogether. But we want to be choshish for that Rambam. So you just said Baruchat Hashem, you just said the word Baruchat Hashem. So finish off the right way, and you didn't have intent for the pretzels, you had intent for your coffee, which you already made the bracha, so you had the wrong intent, so the bracha is no good according to the Rambam. According to everybody else, it's fine, right? How we paskin, it would be fine, but you want to cover all ground, so finish off Lamdeni Chukecha. What's a shlecht, as they say in Yiddish? What's so bad if you finish off a pasuk? So you finish a pasuk. Now say the bracha the right way on the pretzels or whatever it is the other thing you're going to eat. Have in mind the pretzels, have in mind the other item, right? Not the coffee, which you already made the bracha, and have in mind by the Shem Hashem, when you say Baruchat Hashem, you have to have in mind the thing you're going to eat. Have that in mind with the right way, according to the Rambam, according to everybody, and finish off the right way. So that's the distinction over here, right? That's what we're saying. But once you said Elokeinu, then it's really more complicated. There is a way to fix it. I'm not going to get into it right now. It's more complicated. The first one is much easier. Baruchat Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, that's much easier. But once you said Hashem's name, it's much harder. So plain and simple, if you have something in front of you, even though you had the wrong intent, you don't have a choice. So grab the other thing, finish off Mezonos, finish off Adama, whatever it is, and you're good. But if you only said Hashem, Baruchat Hashem, so then finish off Lamdeni Chukecha to cover the Rambam, and those who hold that intent and kavana by Hashem's name would actually make it or break it for the bracha. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.